Diagnostic Stewardship and Communication. APIC defines diagnostic stewardship as selecting the right test for the right patient at the right time to optimize clinical care. Key points made in this definition include timeliness and accuracy. Microbiology data need to be timely to be of use in providing safe and effective patient care. This relates to the lab's capacity, its workload, its level of efficiency, and the time required for the specific tests. Example, growing a culture. In addition, diagnostic stewardship promotes proactive communication regarding expected turnaround times for both the preliminary and final results. The availability of lab staff to be on call to answer questions also relates to timeliness. Accuracy is needed in antimicrobial resistance surveillance data so that treatment guidelines and IPC programs can be guided by the best evidence. Related to accuracy is representativeness, meaning that the data should reasonably represent the population. For example, in a healthcare facility that specializes in pediatric care, data from adult or geriatric populations should be utilized with caution. Specimen improvement involves leveraging diagnostic stewardship principles to enhance urine cultures, blood cultures, C. difficile testing, molecular detection panels, and clinical decision support models requiring the documentation of certain symptoms prior to testing. It is concerned with ensuring that standard operating procedures with clear case definitions and other local guidelines are followed. Improving how the data are used includes ensuring that the reports are simple and contain interpretive statements to help guide correct understanding. Negative test results also need to be reported. Upon being received at the healthcare facility, the reports need to be easy to access in patient files, ideally electronically, and as part of surveillance data. Communication. Infection prevention and control programs, antimicrobial stewardship programs, and diagnostic stewardship programs depend on effective and efficient communication among many various individuals with varied roles and from potentially distinct facilities. This is necessary as patients are often transferred from one setting to another. A facility transferring an individual into an acute care setting may have pertinent information regarding cultures taken and tests that are in progress or complete, along with other important information about the patient, such as immunocompromising factors. From acute care, patients may be transferred to a rehabilitation facility or other setting, such as long-term care. Key point: gaps in communication during care transitions may result in increased infection risk for both the patient and HCP, which may lead to increased risk to other patients as well. Additionally, the course of rehabilitation for patients moving from acute care to rehabilitation services may be impacted, resulting in discharge or readmission. Therefore, the IP must have good communication with the clinical referral liaison and the IPs at the referring facilities. Communication also comes into play when accepting patients from emergency departments and first responders, such as firefighters or paramedics. Workers in those and similar roles experience unique infection transmission risks, that is, increased risk of exposure to tuberculosis, meningitis, bloodborne pathogens, and thus are of special concern when an exposure event has occurred. Even within a single facility, communication is crucial between patients, HCP, and administrators. Administrators must show commitment to antimicrobial and diagnostic stewardship through budget plans and by being attentive to health data. In turn, they must be informed of the program's operational effectiveness and shortcomings and how those can be addressed. Pharmacists, physicians, nurses, and infection preventionists, among other HCP, must work in concert to monitor antimicrobial resistance and ensure that the use of antimicrobials throughout the facility is appropriate. Patients must be educated as well, as they must know the dangers associated with stopping an antimicrobial early or otherwise misusing them and the risks that EMD or OS pose. Nurses play a particularly crucial role across the areas of interest for an IPC program, given the breadth of roles they fill across the healthcare system and their presence in settings where infectious disease physicians are not always available. This is especially true with regard to antimicrobial stewardship, as is highlighted in a white paper from the American Nurses Association and the CDC, which lists the multitude of ways nurses impact and support the antimicrobial stewardship process, including early recognition of sepsis, timely administration of medication, monitoring for side effects associated with medication, obtaining samples to determine therapeutic levels, accurate surgical prophylaxis, transitioning from IV to oral therapy, appropriate resource use, assessing for allergy labeling. In addition to the typical ways in which a nurse impacts the stewardship process, they are also the educator and communicator between the larger care team and the patient.